Hey, yo, bad news. Fuck going on?
Oh yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
What is up?
Dang, you got the black
wall. Are you drinking a beer?
We're drinking Happy Dads.
Yes. Here comes Michelle.
Cheers. Yes.
Yes. I'm gonna go get some wine.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, really, Michelle? You're gonna like pop out some wine right now? And she's like,
I wouldn't expect my old drinking partner to not come in ready to drink.
This is the closest we're gonna get to hanging for a while, right? So
you know, I'm kind of upset with the Happy Dad because they only have one logo. It's not like everywhere. And I feel like where the mouth part is, it covers the logo, so you can't really ever see it.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you had Shaq hands? You would never even see it.
Yeah. Next round of manufacturing, they need to flip that.
Guys, they're doing something right because everywhere they launch, there's like 5,000 kids just waiting outside. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know if those kids can drink though, man. Sometimes
I know
those guys aren't old enough.
Neither could be a problem.
Neither could we. We just, you know, went with the old school stuff like Mickey's and
whatever they'd buy me.
Mickey's is good. I used to steal Mickey's.
I like the little grenades. Those are my favorite. The little Mickey grenades.
Mickey grenades.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I like that. Your hair is long right now. I like it.
Mine? Oh, thanks. I was running right before I text you like, hey, are we on a Zoom? Do I need to look cute? And I was like, oh, shit. And here I am.
Boom.
Michelle, I like your hair too.
Thank you. Mine's always long, right?
I wish you were drinking out of a bottle instead of a wine glass.
I look a little too fussy for you right now.
Just pull it back.
Girls, have you met Matt ever or no?
Hi, Matt. I feel like I know you.
And that's Matt. And that's Michelle.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I know. I feel like we've bumped past once or twice. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, also,
by the way, I don't think these mics ever do anything. I feel professional.
Yeah, we keep them in the shot.
Yeah.
You look super cool. That's what matters, right? Yeah.
It's got to look professional.
Do you have anything
fake it till you make it?
Flip on right here so we look like we're mic'd.
No, you look good. So we look like we're mic'd.
More importantly, how's my computer sound?
It sounds great. No, you guys sound good. We're all hooked up here, so it'll sound really good.
Oh, cool. Because I have a pet peeve about podcasts where they like just sound like shit and it's unbearable to listen to them.
Right.
No, We'll fix it.
We're in my new house.
We're not veteran podcasters here. We only do it for our super great friends.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
I like it. Well,
then there's not a lot of combo out there in the streets.
There's not. That's the best part about it. This everyone super wants exclusive. To know so much shit.
I know.
Everyone has so many questions.
Bro. And we're back.
We're back.
Dude, can you believe it?
I can.
Little hiatus. Now,
you know what's crazy?
Now we're just back.
COVID's back too.
It's coming back. Bad. If people don't keep that vax up.
I'm trying to pretend everything's normal. It feels like normal life.
Huntington Beach is normal.
I mean, Huntington Beach like never shut down.
No.
The freaks. Like everyone's just like, you know, the anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers and anti-everything. HB is like anti-everything.
Yeah. If you want to be anti- roll to HB.
Okay. Noted.
Well, we have a very special guest today. Mm-hmm. My friends, Val and Michelle, they go as one. There's only Val and Michelle.
I know. When you said you were just getting Val, I was like, I don't know.
No, it's always Val and Michelle. Okay. And then I was like, no. And then I was like, it's one person. Val, like, are you sending it to Michelle? I was like, I know. Cause I figured you guys are together. I was like, I don't know how to have double people on like the screen double time. It has to be together.
We'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, we would have figured it out.
We were talking about how much easier it is to not have two people on. We always talk over each other and we always, I mean, it's hard. I mean, but you have to, if you get one twin, you get the other, you know.
No, of course.
I think she talks over me, but okay.
You know, I.
The bossy twin.
Finishing
sentence. Hey, shut up. But these girls have been some of my best friends for over 15 years. they're literally like my sisters. I've been through a lot with them. We've traveled the world together. We've traveled the United States together. We've traveled to clubs together. Michelle and I used to be drinking partners. They have kids now.
Yeah.
Can't have drinking partners when you have kids.
No more sunset
bowl. She has curfews. Yeah. Like, can we be done by like 7 p.m.? I was like, bro, I don't even know. Like, I don't know how to do that. I love these girls. I adore them. They have an amazing story. They're very inspiring. They're some of my favorite fashion people too, which is really cool because they're very, they take chances, which is fucking high praise. A lot of the listeners know that I'm super close with these girls. So we'll just get into it.
So thank you for that intro. We, you know, we fucking love you, Tall.
Yeah, no, I love you guys.
Gotcha.
We appreciate the very kind words, and we're super excited and happy to be on the podcast. Thank you, guys.
Of course. Nice. We've been trying to do this for a long time, actually, like since first season.
This is one that's been like evading the. Like,
I said they have kids. It's like all the time, it's like, ooh.
That's the same thing. We were like, anytime before 5.
Yeah.
Anytime after 5.
Yeah, please. Pretty please. Well, girls, let's get into it, please. You know, we can just jump into this shit. Where are you guys from?
Good old HB. Huntington Beach, born and bred.
Wow.
Not a lot of people could say that.
I know. It's a crazy thing. We literally live across the street from the high school we went to.
Yes.
You know, Matt and I met in middle school at Huntington Beach. Like, we walked to each other's houses.
We all met Brian.
Yeah. And those, to the listeners, are our husbands.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we traveled around and we got to check a lot of wonderful, amazing places out. And then we realized that Huntington Beach is not that bad. So we stuck around.
It's funny because
living each other, like, we live so close to each other.
Yeah.
So close to Johnny and
So just for some new listeners, Michelle and Val are married to some of the members from the band Avenged Sevenfold, Matt and Brian.
It's just funny, like, when you say, like, the twins are married to like two people in a band, the same.
Yeah,
twins.
Yeah, one of the biggest bands in the world. But they all live like. And like, literally, it's all bike rides. You know, they all live really close. They do everything together. It's kind of like that scene in Goodfellas. Like, we did everything together. We went on vacation together. We went to the pool together. We did it. Like, literally, like, if you are going with one, you're going with everyone. And it's fucking awesome. Cause it's always a vibe, because it's just, you know, we're always together, everyone. And it's really cool. And the fact that they all live close to each other, it's like, if you're not liking the vibe at Val and Matt's house, you go to Brian and Michelle's house. And if you don't like that and you just want to get drunk, you go to Johnny's house, you know? And it's just, if you want to be like bored, you go somewhere else.
It's like the pub crawl, except
The pub crawl for sure. Growing up, did you guys was Huntington like a bubble to you guys? Like, when I grew up, I can't wait to get out of here, or no?
You know, I kind of took off when I was 18. So, and Michelle as well. I did stateside and she was immediately off to Europe. So I think that we definitely, traveling opens your eyes. There's no doubt about that. Everyone knows that. You just experience different cultures and your bubble either explodes or implodes and you're, you know, off to the races. So I feel like it wasn't that I wanted to leave Huntington, because I was just always gone anyway.
Yeah.
So when I came back, it was like a comfort zone and a home base that I enjoyed, because literally I'd only be home like a month or two out of the year.
Yeah.
So, and that was like my time to see my family. And then that's the key, is I just never wanted to leave my family and my friends, who are my family as well. And we all live so close together. So it's
a bubble. It would be a bubble if we never left. Like,
right.
Like Val said, I was like out to Europe for backpacking for the summer and then studying abroad. And like, so.
What were you studying, Michelle?
She was studying wine. Scooter rides and pizza.
I was studying the Italian culture.
I like that.
Great clubs there. And
didn't learn a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
I was learning the language. I speak great Italian.
Do you really?
No, she doesn't know
anything. I know that look on Val's face is like, well, like, you do? Yeah. I never heard no Italian.
I learned anything there, but yes. But it was an experience, right?
And that's yeah.
Makes you like appreciate, you know, it doesn't make you like get away. You're like, damn, I like the familiar. I don't necessarily like want to be there all the time, but there's something comforting about going home. And especially if you have family there, it's like, ah, makes sense why you wouldn't leave. Yeah.
Right.
Because LA is, I always find LA is like, as much as people move away, they don't move very far, but they never really go back. You know, they're like, if you're like in Orange County, they're like, no, I ain't even going down there.
Hell no.
They're like, is it the same thing with like Huntington Beach? It's like, I'm not going to Huntington Beach.
I like Huntington. It's just getting me there. Once I'm there, I won't leave.
Okay. You so the same mean? Thing. Yeah. Like, you're not even that far away.
I'm always like, I'm going to come out there to Val and Michelle, and I just never do.
I know. You passed.
But my favorite, Yeah, my favorite fast casual spots are in Huntington.
Okay.
Like Bear Flag.
I always send them pictures when I'm at his favorite spots, like Jan's and Bear Flag.
Yeah. Like, she's like, you could totally come here and this, you could do this.
You're welcome.
There's a spot called Jan's that's like the size of this office. And it's like probably my favorite place. And
is it a bar?
You can walk there from Val's house and Michelle's house. It's literally right there.
That's far from a bar. It's like a
health food.
Yeah,
like it's just health, like salads and sandwiches.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's great.
It's definitely, if you're in LA, like even though it could be only a 45-minute drive, Huntington feels like a world away. It feels like a mission to get to, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also just such a different vibe. It feels like
it's so different. I mean, you're on the beach. It's like, you know, it's great. I mean, they're on the beach.
People that, you know, grow up in Huntington usually stay too. Like that's the weird
thing. Yeah. Earlier, it's like bizarre how many friends we still have here, like from high school. And
that's, and you know, I grew up in Agora Hills. Yeah. I grew up in Agora Hills and I'm still friends with, you know, all my middle school friends. I mean, look, me and Aaron been best friends since 13, you know? So it's like, it is crazy.
Like same.
Right. Right. Val, so you went on tour first before Michelle. Like traveling.
So I, you know, 18, I took off with, you know, my husband and I have been together, you know, since middle school through high school. And as he started his band, we, you know, I started touring with them. And at first it was just me. So obviously I was wearing a lot of hats with, you know, doing merch, accounting, like settling shows, all that.
Backup singing.
Yeah. Don't mention that.
Or screaming.
Yeah.
Or screaming.
I wasn't singing at all. But then as they grew and got bigger and we hired more people, I was tour managing for quite a few years. So I was tour managing Avenged and we were just, you know, out and about. I was probably on the road for like a solid like 5 years. And then I decided enough is enough.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I like taking showers. I can't do a van. Yeah. I can't do the living on a fucking 7-Eleven burrito and coffee anymore.
Ironically, she bounced out right when things started getting easy. Like the buses, like she was in the van. And then all of a sudden there were buses and nice hotels. And she was like, this isn't the life for me. Yeah. I like to rough.
Michelle's like, this isn't that bad.
I wouldn't like it rough.
That's when I started coming out.
Michelle stepped in. She's like, great. Yeah, but
nice bus. All right. I can do this.
I mean, I had when I was tour managing towards the end, we had a year or two where we were, you know, in a bus and there's a couple buses and we had a real crew, which was a lot easier, took a lot off my shoulders, but damn, I mean, that grit that you accumulate from those years in the van and like only sleeping a couple hours and sweating your ass off all day in Phoenix for Warped Tour, like that
or
stuff.
Las Vegas.
Those are the memories.
Oh, God.
Like, the bus memories are whatever. The van memories are next level. I mean, those left some beautiful scars.
How many people were living in the van, Val, like the peak?
Oh, so we had 8 at one point in the van. And I mean, we would sleep in the van sometimes. So we had taken out the seats and we had a mattress and 4 people would lay down on the mattress and then 2 on the bench and then 2 up front. So it was a little, you know, squished and I mean, like sardines. We got pulled over a few times and you should have seen the look on the cops' faces when they opened that door and they saw
get the hell out of here. it's gotta like
let you go though. Yeah, they were so horrified and flabbergasted. They were like, just go. Just
so you go right out of here. You don't stop. You don't go over the speed limit, but you go straight out of town.
Michelle, did you do some time in the van?
Oh, no.
I don't do sardine.
No, I didn't. I did a quick stint in Europe where I sold merch. That was my big contribution.
We were in a Sprinter van, I thought.
That's what I was trying to remember. No, it was a bus.
Okay, we were in a bus.
No, I've been busing it for 20 years. Yeah, no. I mean, guys, like...
I gotta say, though, we had to all be, like, as couples, like, it was a requirement to sleep in a bunk together. So, I mean, it was not like we were rolling, like... We were all on one bus, and if you've obviously seen the size of a bunk, like two grown humans in there, it's a little. Is that that's repping it, right?
Yeah, I mean that's just uncomfortable. But
and Pinkley too. She was in there.
Yeah,
miracle she survived.
Two adults and a dog in a bunk is like not.
It's got to be so claustrophobic. I don't know about that. It's giving me even like anxiety thinking about it.
Yeah. Sorry guys, one second. I'm here. I'm just. This is
the normal thing right here. He's just on his text. It's important.
I've never had a conversation with Tal without him being on his phone. So
I know, me too. You get good at it. Like eventually people get like offended and they don't talk. And I just start talking to him. Like, I know he's listening.
That's
how Tal does what he does, right?
I stop and talk no matter what he's doing. And every once in a while, I'll get a little chuckle out of him and I'll know he's listening.
Yeah. Or he'll just look up like, sure. Yeah. Okay. You're like,
That's what I know is not listening.
Yeah. Yep. Totally. 100%. No.
Sure.
I want to come to Vegas soon.
I want both of you guys to come to Vegas. You guys should totally come since COVID's back.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's going to be hard to focus and not just like chit chat.
No, that's the thing with our, obviously.
We're about, right?
Yeah. Obviously with us, like our podcast all over the place, which I love doing because it's just, it's not like one thing. It's just a bunch.
Yeah. We don't like to queue it up for people to like give all the information, kind of like leave it so like you have to go Google some stuff afterwards too. And like,
yes,
gotta go do your own research. Like, we're gonna queue up for like some like tidbits of stuff that you have to like go and look into.
I like that. I've listened to all the episodes by the way, guys.
And I know you have actually.
You listen to some
big fan here.
All Michelle,
like 50. She's like,
guys, when did you like fall in love with like, let's call it fashion, right? Like, I mean, you've always been super creative with one, what you wear. And then like, Michelle, I know you help your husband dress. Val, I know you can't help Matt because he literally just wears a t-shirt, pants or shorts, sweatpants. I try. But like at what age was it just Avenged when you guys got involved, or you guys have always been into fashion?
We were studying belts when we were 12 years old. Yeah. Like, so it was really hard to find such studded outfits like this. Like, literally we would hand stud our belts when we
were.
We've like always been into fashion, and it was like, for me, I teetered in college on fashion or business marketing. So, and I went with business marketing, and helps, you know, with actually owning a business. But I've also always sewed, like my mom always sewed, my grandma, like they taught me how. And so I would always make my own clothes. And then I started making Brian clothes, just like stage wear jackets, like studying the shit out of stuff. And then obviously like we've helped with merch and
kind of. You used to like stencil stuff for Brian, right? Like you guys had like a couple of logos.
Like art and crafts project on his shirts. I'm like, here you go, babe.
She's like, fishnet things and stencils.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah, like my spray paint
stencil. Yeah.
It was all spray paint too. Like literally spray paint.
Everything.
Super DIY. Wow. I love it.
It's like, get an airbrush. No, spray paint stays on.
Easier, faster, smells good.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't that advanced, but
when we were in high school, it was just hard. You know, I grew up in the punk rock and the hardcore scene, and they didn't have girls' band t-shirts. So everything I wore, I would make. I'd cut it up, I'd sew some lace, tie it in the back, and
stuff like that. And like in back to studying belts and whatnot, like it was harder to find super punk, awesome attire. And now it's become more mainstream, obviously, over the many years. And you can find like any like designer using studs, but and pyramid studs and dome studs. But back then it was like, if we wanted to look, you know, stylish, but also within the realm of like our music vibe and our world, we had to like create it.
We had to take the Avenged shirts and just cut them up and sew on them and do all that fun stuff.
I mean, I see your guys' model, JJ, wearing all the new stuff that no one has but JJ. I'd love to get a box.
Then just making some cooler stuff if Tull wants a box.
What do you mean? I see JJ and I feel like he's posting it to piss me off. You know, like I'm just like, okay. I see the sweats and the sweatshirts. This is cool.
Sweet, Tull. For all the boxes you've sent us over the 15 years, you definitely deserve a box.
I think it's been more like 20.
Literally.
I met Tull. He came on the bus at Warp Tour and he has and Jimmy
I came with like boxes of Reebok and like everything Jimmy wanted to wear. But you guys are like super involved in that now.
In what, the Avenged merch?
The merch stuff.
I mean, so we share a warehouse. Yep. So we're like there fucking around a lot, but not really.
we're very focused on St. Owen, obviously. Like
right.
This is our time. So it's cool.
Let's get into that. You guys love sunglasses and you decided to start a sunglass company.
Well, let's take a step back.
Well, yes. Yes.
Paul recommended we start a sunglass company.
And then at the same time, I was about to sign my new deal with, you know, the family and my life just like, you're also going to get married and stuff and never have time to be home and, you know, just not have a life.
Priority shift. But
when I met Tall, he was like, yo, I want to do this cool jean jacket and I want you to write St. Owen on the back. And I'm thinking to myself, like, who's St. Owen? Like, I don't know this guy. Like this.
But I ended up just doing it. Yeah. I ended up just making the jacket myself.
Yeah, just colored stenciling it out. But I remember just thinking, like, oh, crazy. Okay, cool. Sunglasses? Yeah. I like sunglasses.
Oh my gosh. Well, let us send you some sunglasses.
No, I think I bought them and I got a handwritten letter and everything. It was like legit. I was like one of the first early purchasers on the St. Owen vibe. I love that. I still wore them, but they got a little stretched out after a while. They're a little, I got the big thick ones, like one of the early versions, like,
oh, well, we
like, what is that? Lookbook one kind of vibes.
Yes. Oh, geez.
But we can reshape those for you.
We can fix, we have a few tricks up our sleeves.
But I'd love to hear like the process of St. Owen.
We'll get into the process, but let me just let the world know.
The origin story.
This was Tall's fault.
Tall set us up.
Tall planted the seed.
I did.
A thorny rose bush. In serious talk, I just wanted to say, like, Tall even introduced us to our contact who really got us into some factories in Japan and got this whole thing moving.
Guru.
Yeah, Tim Caliente was really like,
obviously
insane
instrumental.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, Tall wanted it to go probably a different direction than we took it, but you know, cause he's in the streetwear world and he wanted, you know, a different price point and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt it would have like exploded, but we like to do things the hard way. So
the hard way and the expensive way.
So we also, you know, we got hooked up with these factories in Japan, which is like the best quality in the world. But then we are also selling at this higher price point. So it kind of like just snowballed into what we love and what we want to wear. And quality is so important to us. We want to build something that people can really appreciate and value and keep forever. So it really has been quite the journey. But, you know, Tall, as much as he said, his world flipped upside down. He has been there. You've been there, dude, along for everything.
Not as much as I would love to have been. Val, will you explain, and Michelle, will you explain to people what, I know we didn't know much, right? But like, why do people go to Japan? Because Japan is such a dope spot to do craft work.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we didn't know shit. Anything is like, we had no idea anything about eyewear. Like, sure, we liked to wear them, but there's just so much as far as quality and comfort and logistics and just technical things that we had to really get our hands dirty. And, you know, we've been to the factories from the get-go, boots on the ground. So that's been really, really beneficial in learning. Back to what you said, like what Japan's all about, for instance, and their craftsmanship and their artisanship is just above and beyond, as is Italy. And you go to these factories and you realize like their hands are really on every piece of the process.
Crazy.
We're talking about hundreds of steps to build out these sunglasses. So it's really a mind-blowing execution.
Yeah, very, like, when they say handmade, like, these things are
handmade.
You know, like, for real.
It's like a Ferrari.
Yeah, we are the Ferrari of sunglasses. Is that what you're saying?
Wow. Yeah, I love that. Quote me on that shit right here.
Take it.
Yeah.
Like it.
So how long has St. Ohm been around now?
What do we do? Three years? Three and a half?
I think more.
Four.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It flies.
Just
a big blur.
Just no, like four and a half.
It said 2020 year. It just like messed everyone up.
Yeah, that's the problem. Val didn't count 2020.
That's my math. I don't count 2020 for anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Didn't exist.
That's just a wash.
Yeah.
We washed it out.
You know, the craziest thing is I was just like looking at a lot of sunglasses and there's like all kinds of like fast fashion brands that seem popping up. They're trying to fit in that like somewhat high end market, you know, but then you get them and the quality of the sunglasses. So like it's almost like plastic, like you can almost like snap it right in half. And I always was like really admired like when you got yours, how sturdy they were and how thick. And like you actually felt like even like the price point was so high, you actually like sometimes when I get sunglasses, you pull them out of the box and you're like, the box is all nice and it has like this nice presentation. You actually like hold them in your hand. You're like, what is this? This is like, this isn't going to last. And I felt like yours actually like last when you like, my question more or less was like, when you were looking at samples and sizes, did you have to like determine that you wanted to go that like the really durable route instead of the going like the little like.
Absolutely. So we actually, all of our sunglasses are made out of acetate. So there's different like plastics that you can make sunglasses out of. And so that's like actually a biodegradable material that can be formed to fit your face. And so it actually, there's multiple reasons it's durable and flexible. So there's multiple reasons that people use it for really nice sunglasses.
It's pliable and everybody has a crooked face. I mean, let's be real, like no one's ears are even, no nose is symmetrical. So when you do acetate, it's easy to shape it and make, I mean, that's why, you know, we can easily adjust any pair of sunglasses to fit someone's face. But we, and by the way, Matt, thank you so much. You're so kind. To just notice that, to notice the quality and appreciate it.
It is nice when people notice that because these are things that we're thinking about. Like there are a lot of brands out there too, in terms of like the development process. We're there from ground one, like from design. Like it's at least a 1 year process for us from design to actually receiving a pair of or production sunglasses. So it's a full, like, we're not just like going, some of these people are just shopping for sunglasses and putting their name on.
Yeah. Like just seeing like, this is the styles that are trending. Right. Like, and you're just like, okay, put St. Ohm on that one, and that one, and make those six colors.
Yeah. So the lower price point, fast fashion brands, you know, they're just doing open molds and they're just churning stuff out. Whereas we like to do custom details. Everything is 100% custom. Like if you see our temple, it's unique to us. And we do like these acetate spiked brows that are unique to us, custom lenses, like different color gradients, just stuff like that, that you just can't get from an open mold factory.
How do you guys like search like for styles and stuff of glasses? Are you guys like looking in like old vintage books and stuff? Like how do sunglasses like go through like a cycle, like every 10 years, it's like, oh, the aviator's coming back, or that kind of like rimmed glass is coming back or a thing like that.
We, you know, it's harder to gauge trends when the manufacturing process is a year out, but we definitely, we go to vintage shops and just pick up old pieces and get inspired. And we also just, I don't know, we just don't even pay attention to trends, honestly.
I like that. Yeah. Well, like, especially for punk rock. It's like not really a trendy thing, right? You kind of like develop the trend as you go. It's like, this is punk rock. Like, fuck.
We did more in the beginning, and now we're just creating pieces that we love and are passionate about and that we want to keep around, you know? So we're really passionate about making timeless pieces. Like, if you're going to spend this money on a pair of sunglasses, like, it's something you're going to wear for a while. So I think we learned over the years that it's best for us to just create what we love.
So how many glasses do you each own? Like, personally? Lots. Do you have like a wall of glasses?
It's scary. I mean, we have a wall of just like vintage and old pieces. And then we have, you know, I'm constantly just pulling from our collection. Just what matches my outfit today?
It's like, I'm just going to go in the back and grab a pair of sunglasses real fast.
And I'll open one of my kitchen drawers and there'll be literally 50 pairs of sunglasses just shoved in there.
I always like see Tall with like a pair. I'm like, where'd you get those? And they just disappear. I'm like, yo, where did those go? And he's like, oh.
I need to get him a new
pair. I'm like, I'm the worst. I can't even wear a wedding ring. I'd lose it. You know what I mean? It's just like, I can't wear, it's hard for me to wear anything.
That is a big fear with sunglasses, though, is that I lose them all the time.
But right? I took a pair, you sent me a pair that like light pink salmon color, circle big ones. I've been rocking those. They're in my car. I rock those every day.
That's impressive. Not a lot of men can wear that color.
No, I love that color.
You make it look edgy. It's cool.
It seems to be in right now, like lavenders and things like that for dudes.
Oh my God,
pastel dudes. Yeah. I think that in your guys' defense, sunglasses are definitely something that people are known to lose
all the time. Mm. Well, we hear that all the time. They're like, oh man, I don't think I could spend that much because I know I'd just lose them. Like, I think it's people set their sunglasses down and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. Like, if you have an expensive, like, anything, you could say that you're going to eventually lose it. But if it gets like a nice price point, you're like, oh, where'd I put my glasses?
This is the part. This part in this video right now is amazing because it's like, you know, Garth and Wayne, when like Wayne leaves and Garth is just sitting there, he's all alone. Michelle's like, where are you going?
just zoom in on Michelle's face right now and just do a full Garth face, like,
you gotta cut water. I gotta get it. It's a cannabis delivery.
Oh shit!
Yeah, don't miss that. I like the delivery. That's convenient.
Michelle, let's ask the real questions now.
So tell us all the dirt.
Quick,
give us everything. No, how hard is it to start a business?
Ugh.
Do you recommend?
I was pulling my hair out for the first 3 years. And then, funny enough, 2020 was like great for us.
Right.
I actually, you hear that knock on the door, the cannabis delivery again. So it's always more money than you think. It's always more work than you think. Especially for us, we had such a high learning curve.
Right.
You know, I'm really proud of us for being so ambitious to just be like, oh, let's make eyewear from scratch. But there were so many moments where I was like, what the fuck were we thinking? Like, this, we could have done so many things that were easier, you know?
Right.
And such as even just using open molds and going, you know, like, there are a million routes that would have been easier. So, but if you just stick to your guns and push through, it's worth it. Like, it's so much more gratifying now that we pushed through and have made it this far. Like, we still have a long ways to go, but it's definitely always harder than you think. I will say that.
That's so crazy. Yeah, no, for sure. It's like, it's probably like, it's got to feel good to at least, like, you know, like, obviously you're reaching goals now. You're getting, you know, like, you set goals and you could finally get there because you, like, you know what the fuck you're doing now.
Yeah.
You know,
there were definitely times where, we felt defeated. And so to be able to reach some goals was definitely.
And like, would you say that you guys have like you guys are like building your own like fan base, you know, like a St. Owen fan base away from everything?
Oh, absolutely. We have like the most amazing customers that are like so dedicated. And I am always amazed by like how many repeat customers we have. And when people buy our sunglasses, they like, it's very gratifying to know that people recognize the quality and the hard work and the passion that we put into it, because they pretty much always buy another pair of sunglasses. And
right.
I'm going to like toot our own horn a little bit here, but we get very few returns. We get like great reviews.
Right.
I had to do it.
I believe that five star.
Give us that five star. Holler at your
girl. That's a solid toot. I hesitated a bit on that one, but
I mean,
we're tooting horns here. I mean, the most gratifying thing to me is we were on this website that does thousands of open molds. I won't name the company.
Yeah.
And we were like, wait a second, exact ripoff of one of our styles.
No way.
Yeah. To the T. And there's this unique detail, this beveled acetate, like a step down that just, it's completely unique to our frame. So it was just like an obvious ripoff. Like even the shape was almost identical.
Everything.
And I was like, I feel excited.
Oddly flattered?
Yeah, this is flattering.
Oddly flattered.
I mean, yeah. Dog eating cannabis over there? I mean, maybe.
Tall.
I have a dog.
Paul, do you want to meet Georgie?
Do
you have any advice for me?
For the dogs?
Yeah, I'm a new dog mom.
Oh man.
I mean, Matt's got a dog.
I got a little pup like that.
Yeah, Matt's got a dog just like that.
Yeah, that's a good dog.
His name's Ben.
Oh, what kind of dog, Matt?
He's a poodle shih tzu mix. He's a shih poo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Or it's actually like a shoodle, I think is what they call him, but... He's a nice little dog.
A shit poo sounds more.
Your dog got pretty big, Val. It was like really small a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it just exploded.
Is that just a straight doodle or is it just
a golden doodle?
Golden doodle, yes. That's going to be kind of big. Is it a mini golden?
A mini. I think it'll probably be like 25 pounds.
So you're not going to get much bigger than that. It's a little heavier.
You can get a, the standards get up to like 70 pounds, I think, like 50 to 70. So
it's craziness.
How hard is it being twins?
We were talking about sunglasses and then dogs and now twins.
We'll go back into sunglasses in a minute.
I was going to swing back to origin story, but we can two twins.
Hard? I think it's
not hard at all. It's
amazing.
Best thing ever.
You have like a constant sounding board without any filter, without any
fear of judgment.
Yeah, great point. Where,
like I'm so grateful to be doing this with her.
Yeah,
I couldn't have done it without her, and it makes the whole process so much more enjoyable. It's rad, but I guess we
had like some identity crisis when we were younger. Like when I first started dating Brian, Val was like, "Nah, I don't know if I like this." I think she was like,
"No, I was like, hell no." Because Brian was one of my best friends.
Right.
We were on the road together, and so I was just like, "This is gonna end messy. Like
this could ruin everything."
Yeah, this could be the most awkward, terrible situation, and obviously, it turned out to be the best thing in my life. Brian still is one of my best friends. Right. He happens to also be my brother-in-law. I mean, how much more damn lucky do you get? That's just
so awesome.
So cool. So when we all hang out together, it's like such a unique situation that Matt and Brian are in a band together and they're also brother-in-laws. Like that's just,
And to get to travel the world together and for our kids to do everything together. And then we work together now. We share a warehouse with eventually. Like we really are like just.
I'm telling you, it's like it's, you got everything is together. It's the coolest thing ever.
It's very. Yeah. It's incredible. It's pretty special.
You know, it's amazing.
We're so lucky and grateful.
So dope.
Go back to origin story. Like talk shit about each other. I guess that kind of sucks though, right? Because you go like, who I talk shit about this person? I can't talk shit to her boyfriend, her husband anymore because he's my best friend. But not, I was like losing all your friends.
Trust me, Matt, you hit on a nice little point there, because there's been some awkward moments where, like, if Matt and Brian are butting heads, we like
business wise, obviously.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Creates like some.
Sure.
Being on tour all the time, writing albums together, making professional decisions, it can, you're gonna butt heads. It's inevitable. So Michelle and I have learned over the years to take a step back, but it's really hard to do that because our husbands vent to us.
Right.
And then we're like angry at each other's husbands and we get in fights and we're like throwing blows, but not that bad.
No,
but
dang.
I'm the only one you punch, Val.
We haven't thrown blows since we were like 13. Right.
Bet you those are some good fights, though.
I don't know about that.
But these girls can fight. So that's even the scarier part.
That's terrifying. So origin story, I guess we just jump. We'll just jump into, like, how do you get the name St. Owen? Where does that come from?
Our best friend passed away and his middle name was Owen. So we just are very much inspired by him. He was just a super incredible human. His imagination was next level. His creativity was next level. And he would always wear these like obnoxious, crazy sunglasses. And so we were just,
They were so obnoxious.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like obviously female sunglasses.
Yeah. They look like goggles.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from the Bay Area, and we had a whole phase like in 2000 to 2004 of like the hyphy movement. We had the stunner shades. So there's a lot of pictures out there that exist with me wearing like oversized granny sized glasses, you know, because everyone was doing large quantities of ecstasy and whatnot. And you're trying to hide your eyes. So you had these abnormal like pink or white sunglasses on. But yeah, that was, that phase. I didn't know that was happening in punk rock though, but that's good to know.
Jimmy did his own thing. It wasn't necessarily happening anywhere.
Yeah.
It was not happening. He was like,
I like these.
His own dimension. But Tall, you know, is how we, Jimmy's how we met Tall.
Yeah. So
that was, you know, an ode for Tall as well, because they were really, really close.
Yeah, that was a good, some of the best times of my life with that guy.
Yeah, you guys were just a wrecking ball together.
Like, yeah.
The two of you like colliding in that one Hollywood night was just.
That was the best.
Death.
Yeah, no, we used to try to go out to the metal school, Steel Panther.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The girls would like, everyone would come out like at least once a month, you know, for many years we did that. And it was just bad news.
At the LAX thing?
No, it was like, no, we did that. We started Viper Room and then went into the Roxy and then the Key Club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, everything was exploding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was just no holds bar.
No. So good. It was so fun. I had so much fun. So like St. Owen's going right now. Obviously, Michelle said 2020 was like, it did very well for you guys. So like online business was obviously booming, right? I mean, like, I think, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day. It's like, and it's like, you either made it or you just didn't. There was no like in the middle. I think, you know, you did very well, or it's just like people just crying, you know, end of the world shit.
There's definitely some highs and lows, and it was like cutting out the middle class, you know,
right.
Just coasting. And we were extremely lucky because we hadn't moved into wholesale. And so we didn't take a hit there, and our sales only continued to grow.
Retail stores, like, it was not a problem for us.
Yeah. So we had actually an expansion in sales and growth because we were e-commerce, we were online, and people were still getting their checks, and they were sitting at home and shopping more than ever. So we were one of the brands that were very, very fortunate in that regard.
Yeah. And we did it was, I think, March was scary for everybody, and like everyone got freaked out, but come April, we were like, let's go. Everyone was like stopping their ads and like,
right.
Oh yeah.
Raining back. And we were like, no, let's go full force
right now. And so I think that was
that worked out the best decision
we ever made.
Really well for us, especially with the in the digital marketing realm when big brands were scared and pulling back their spend, where we actually increased our spend and were able to get more eyeballs for more bang for our buck, essentially, because we weren't competing with these big brands that were dumping money in. And our budget, which was only a fraction of theirs, was able to really make some impact and get some traction. So that was a great time for us to be quite honest. And if the listeners
haven't figured it out by now, we're obviously a self-funded, independent brand. Like, if you get a note in your box, like we probably wrote it ourselves.
Yeah. Beautiful handwriting.
That's a, it's a
beautiful handwriting.
That must have been her.
Yeah. It's beautiful beautiful. Michelle's handwriting has like backwards letters and stuff.
She's the one that drawn the scribbles and shit. I got it.
Would you say that?
Connection, you know,
that's our goal is to like create that intimacy. Like,
of course.
Brand. I mean, to have a, first of all, female designers, female founders, female owners in the eyewear industry is already and extremely rare. And then to be completely independently funded is also rare because I don't know how much we want to geek out, but the eyewear industry is pretty much monopolized by some big giants, and they, you know, brands license out their eyewear. So you think you're buying this brand or that brand, but it's all just the same beast.
All made by the same.
So we, being an independent brand in the eyewear world is just, you know, it can be difficult because it's an expensive overhead with inventory, but it's also really rewarding because it's, you know, rare. It's cool to like go against the grain. Like that's what we've always done, like is go against the grain.
Would you say digital marketing has been successful for you guys? You know, would you tell brands to do stuff like that, like ad buys on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all of that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Well, 100%. I think it's essential. But I also think that it's ever changing and the algorithm is always shifting. So it can be a struggle to keep up. I think that you can't be a brand without venturing into digital marketing and some sort of social ads, but it doesn't necessarily need to be Facebook, whether it be YouTube, TikTok, somewhere within that world, you need to be placing your money. And it's just dependent on what type of brand you are, which one is going to be best for you and which funnel is going to be the most significant, like your funds are going to be utilized to the best degree. So, you know, and Instagram is getting oversaturated. So it's a lot harder to get a good ROI there. And the return is a little trickier these days.
So I told you guys to keep going with TikTok.
Oh, I know. We always get tips from Tal on what we need to do in terms of social media. Yeah. But as you know, Tal, we're always a little
behind. I'm archaic. I'm like an old soul. So I had never been
on. It took me a long time to get Val on Instagram. I will take credit as one of the people to be in her ear forever.
He was on my ear for, I had no MySpace. I had no Facebook.
Yeah, I don't want that shit.
Before you say anything else, Val, Avenged is a very private band. You know, they live a very private life and they've done very well for many years without social media, you know, so
very true.
You know, Matt started it for one day or a week and it got like 100,000 followers. Like, that's enough. I'm done. It's just you know, there's fake Matt M Shadows accounts on Instagram with so many followers, you know, because people want to know, but they've just all been private. I mean, Michelle's got one, but she's remained private forever, you know. And
it's not been able to get me yet.
Yeah, no.
Used to send me like, look at this fan account, this Val Michelle fan account. How many followers they have? This could be you. And I'm like,
you could be like totally famous on social media.
You can have like people.
If Val and Michelle had social media in the beginning, they'd be in the millions of followers because they like show the life, you know, because the boys trust them more than anyone in the world. So it's just like Val now, you know, with Val's following, she gets more likes than people with like 3 million followers. It's fucked. That's just how it works. That's just you guys have like that army, you know, and
yeah, they're definitely an army. It's an avid following. So there's just more enthusiasm and just ardent. I agree though. Like by the time I got on the Instagram bandwagon, like 2 years ago, when I started my account 2 years ago, I think it was already dying. And like
the rest of us have been on for like 12 years, which is exactly
why. But it's just harder to like get followers and stuff when people are like moving over to different platforms like TikTok and whatnot.
I'm like, hey, TikTok. Val's like, yeah, totally. I'm gonna start following you.
I'm only following you. We have a Sato on TikTok, guys.
Yes.
Two reels.
I just need them to just post every day.
Yeah, that's great. We'll help. We can help with this.
What is it?
Oh, did you say you can help? We need this. We need help.
All you guys need to do is just post just regular stories on there. Just keep posting.
Oh, like this? Like, should I be filming this right now?
You can if you want. But you need to like post. Like, you guys are always posting. And you guys are always working. It would be dope to treat it like a business account because you guys are boss bitches, you know? So it's just like kids need people like you. Girls need people like you to have a drive. Otherwise it's like, I think people are just like, no. I mean, you guys are driven.
People always follow the money back to something else. They're always like, yeah, that's the guy in the limelight, but there's someone behind the scenes who's the real money man, you know? And I think like finally the show, like,
too, yeah.
That like we are in front of the scene and we are in the back of the scene too. It's like, it's powerful.
Yeah, I agree. I think people always want to know like who's behind whatever company, like who's really turning the gears and grinding. And I think that, you know, when you bust your ass and you hustle, people like watching that because it inspires them. I mean, we all need to be inspired. So. But it's a business account, tall. It's the same in TikTok. We're trying. We're trying.
I mean, I always sit back and I'm like, man, if I stuck to the YouTubes I used to do, you know, all those like little videos, like I'd fucking be massive by now. It's just like, you just don't know.
I know. Your shit's been hilarious.
I love it right now.
He's going to be a celebrity in no time. I'm telling him all the time now. Like, you should just do this full time.
I'm like,
sell the pillow one for sure.
The what? Well, I'm on the show.
The pillow one.
Yeah. The pillow one was great. Did you see the most recent one with at the Sonic?
Sonic?
Oh, yeah.
Sonic was good.
I fucking, bro, and I had a tomato and I forgot to throw the tomato on my face.
He's actually getting wet now. Like, he's making himself look bad in camera. He's like, wow, I never thought you'd do it.
I think he's really honing his acting chops.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm just waiting for that. Like, yo, man, you want to be in a commercial? I'm like, yep. Like,
yeah. You could be like the next AT&T girl.
Oh, my God. That would be huge.
She doesn't like that job anyways.
Hollywood one of these days, huh?
What'd you say?
Back to Hollywood one of these days, huh?
He's got to get that SAG card.
I'm moving to Huntington.
SAG card.
I'm moving to Huntington Beach.
So I know Tal mentions like some sweats and some sweatshirts. Is there like other things in store for St. Owen down the road? Or is it just going to be like sunglasses? Is there maybe some clothing coming up? Or
insightful there, huh?
Honey, you should ask.
Yeah. We have actually a jewelry collection coming.
Oh.
And a clothing collection coming very, very soon.
And when you say clothing collection, is going to be men and women's or just...
We're starting out with we obviously our eyewear is unisex and we would like to stay unisex. We're just, you know, for us, we're doing first what comes naturally to us, you know, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, I did a lot of clothing for my husband and a lot of stage wear and stuff like that. So we'd like to get into it eventually, just like one step at a time, you know.
Totally. I can totally see leathers and things down the line. Oh my God,
for sure.
Like actually the awesome, like just crazy, like really studded leather jackets.
That would be so sick. Yeah, like really all like studded with like a little bit of artwork on the back. Like old school punk rock jackets. But
I want to like get back to using my hands and just.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with my hands. I just want to use them.
Just making them myself, you know?
Yeah. That would be sick. You guys have the craziest glow on you guys for the last like 10 minutes and it's so, don't move because it looks so cool.
The light.
It's that ocean, that ocean sunlight.
It's that Huntington Beach glow.
That mirror refraction.
What do you guys that you can talk about? What exciting things are you working for besides the apparel and some of the jewelry stuff, like eyewear stuff? Do you guys ever like sit there in the room with the designer or designers with you guys, like just like get super pumped on stuff that's coming?
Well, we're super pumped on Tollywood's frame.
I do have a frame. I'm really excited.
I know, I saw that. I was surprised that he went all slim dog like that.
I know. And we sent him an option of a taller one that was
I was like, I don't know if I'd wear those, but that's kind of cool for you.
I'm wearing it. It's going to be great.
The checker ones are going to be fire.
Yeah.
It'll be good. It's going to be fun. And we're really, really excited. And we, you know, I tried to even name it Tollywood, but he wasn't having it.
I already have so many people telling me I'm so full of myself that I'm cool with just not doing that.
I see.
But I am really excited for those, and I'm going to fucking pump the fuck out of that. It's going to be great. It's going to be so cool.
I can't wait to wear them. They're going to be cool. We did some cool colorways.
Yeah.
Samples coming soon, doll.
I love it. Are there other things? Okay. What's like a sample process for you guys?
So if you want to start from the ground.
Yeah, please.
We'll sit down with Inspo and we start with the shape. We generally decide what shape we want to go with. What are we focused on? And then, like, for instance, if we're going to do a slim cat eye, we consider like probably 8 different shapes, and we'll, you know, have CADs and look at them and kind of decide like, how wide do we want it? How tall do we want it? Like, there's just so many variations. And then from there, we flesh it out to the details. So like a beveled rim, or we're going to add 2 studs on the side. What's the temple going to look like? Let's do this fishtail temple tip. And then we build from there. We go into, we send that off for a prototype
for samples.
Yeah, which comes back as just a basic black prototype so that we can check the sizing and the fit and whatnot.
Technical details.
And then we move into color development. And then we, depending on the frame, whether it's a combo frame or just acetate or just metal, we pick out the lens colors, the acetate colors, the metal colors, and we piece those together and we do color samples. So then we wait for color samples to come in.
And timeline wise, we're like, what, like 5 months in about
for color samples. Point.
Like it takes 2 months to get a prototype, 3 months to get color samples. Like that's why, like we said, they're all handmade. So it takes a while for
it's a process
the turnaround time.
Yeah. And then we place the PO from after we see color samples and land on our favorite colors.
That's crazy.
It's actually like a quite
it's so crazy to me. It's a long process.
It is.
Yeah.
And then you just almost start right over again, right? To get hit like your like summers and winter kind of like.
We're it never stops really because something.
Sometimes we encounter delays too. We like.
Right.
Pivot, so we kind of like obviously everyone's dealt with delays lately, so it's like good to have things on the back burner, like something that's like ready to go if something goes wrong with it.
How's your relationship with factories?
We're extremely lucky. We have this amazing factory in Italy, and that we have
close relationship with them. Been over there now, so yeah, we're doing most stuff in Italy now. So we've been over there quite a bit.
And that's just because we're able to do, it's more of a boutique vibe. We're able to do like unheard of smaller quantities. So truly like our pieces are limited edition, and when they're gone, they're gone. Uh-huh. And it goes, it's cool to be able to order small quantities.
Like we like to stud, take a, small portion of the pieces and stud them and like, okay, only like 50 people can get these,
We'll stud like 50 of our frames to our factory and they'll stud those ones up.
it's a different factory that does the studding. And then that's like it. Like, we don't re-release that style with more studs. Like, we'll do like the, we just sold out of this one that has Swarovski crystals, like Bouquet crystals on the top. And everyone's like, when are you having it back in stock? When's it? I mean, like, it's not like, I'm taking a note from the streetwear world. It's not right. Back.
Yeah, that was it, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe in like 10 years. Remember when we did this?
Keep your eyes for the next one.
Yeah. No, 100%. That's so interesting, man. Like, it's a hard business. It's a hard business. And it's so awesome how well you guys are doing.
But yeah, I do. I appreciate like find people that find like niches and get in and win that niche, not like, I mean, it's so easy to do like t-shirts or like screen print, like clothing and make it simple and process, but like to find like to do belts or to do socks or to do glasses and find like one specific lane and just get in there. And I give mad credit to that. I think that's something to be said about, because it's so easy just to be like, hey, let's make some t-shirts. Yeah. Like that's easy.
Well, we appreciate that very much. That's very humbling and kind. For us, we've just kind of like, I don't know, once we decided that we were invested in it, it was just like one lane. Like, we're gonna do this until we like are on our asses, like flat out. Like, we're gonna put everything into it.
Yeah.
And so, and there was just no other way. So we just had to learn, and we fumbled. We've like made so many mistakes along the way, and that's just part of the process. And we've learned a lot and been able to pivot. And I mean, I came the last couple of years, like, how much we've learned in this world, in this realm that we just had no clue about, has been amazing. And that's, you know, going to the factories and really seeing the process is where we picked up a lot of that.
Are you guys super careful about your eyes now, like UV protection and things like that? Or do you like, don't believe in it? Is it all just a farce?
I wear blue light. We have blue light lenses now, and I wear them all the time when I'm on my computer.
I also have always been crazy about UV protection, my eyes and my skin. Like, I just think the sun is very harsh, especially with our ozone layer depleting. So,
yeah. It actually protects the skin around your eyes too. So
wow,
it's also for us women that don't want to get, you know, wrinkles. So
anti-aging. So we definitely have been, before we even got into this world of, you know, designing and creating sunglasses, I was always with sunglasses. I never went outside without them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fair complexion. This light makes me look red in here, but I'm more.
You're white.
I'm white, like.
You're Wonder Bread.
Yeah, like Val there. So I was always very concerned about the sun.
You need some protection on your papers. Yeah. Well, did you have the big? Did you have the oversized ones from the first collection?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you need.
I like big glasses in general. Yeah.
Yeah. I love big glasses. They've always been my favorite. That's why I wanted to go the other way with the ones we ended up doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm more like, it's time to change it up. Things are changing.
You also have your finger on the pulse too. I imagine that.
But I didn't want to make it look too much like those Louis Vuitton glasses that everyone seems to be wearing now.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted to go a different route.
Yeah. Yes. I'm good.
And even like you said, the bevel in, I was like, yo, like that was kind of like something you guys were already doing. And then Louis came out with this, the bevel in, that seems to be the trendiest glass out now.
Thank you, Matt. You are my new favorite person.
I will be getting, send me Matt's address right after this, by the way.
Oh, Tall's getting a packages on the way.
A box labeled Matt.
Yes, I love that. Matt is
he does get boxes for me that he just forgets them around here somewhere. You'll have to tell me that you sent him one, because they're going to be like in the garage.
If I could take this to the garage right now and saw how much shit Abby is like, none of this is coming into the house.
People will hit me up like, yo, I sent you something. I sent it to Tall, and I'm like, oh. Let me ask him. And he's like, I'm sure it's in here somewhere.
All right. No, we're going to make sure you get your address. Don't worry. No.
What'd you say, Val? No.
I was just saying, like, Matt was dead on, and we don't like to flaunt it, but we were doing that beveled thick acetate first, like before some brand I won't say.
Anyway, how's that light? Can you even see us?
You guys look like vampires right now.
Disappeared like Twilight, there for a second.
If the Twilight people went outside, they'd look like diamonds. That's what you guys look like right now.
It's all audio though, so we don't have to worry.
Yeah, it's great. No, I think this should be on YouTube, just Val and Michelle.
Oh, we just, just them? We'll just cut there. Ourselves out? Yeah.
It's amazing.
I actually text Tall like 10 minutes before.
Are we Zooming?
I was on a run and I was like, I'm sweaty. I'm not,
Of course you're on a run. By the way, everyone, just so we're all clear, when Val and I are either on the phone or meeting anywhere before we're going out to dinner or a nightclub or anything, she's always like, I'm just going to get a quick workout in real quick.
This Tull knows me so well.
She's always working out. It's like the most fit person I know. Just
like, feel good or something before you like go get wasted? Or is it to get a pump in?
Pump in.
I feel less guilty drinking after I, you know, got a little my fit on. I just feel better. I feel energized and less groggy when I work out. So
I have to work out in the morning or my day is just they flip me upside down.
Yeah, I agree. And it's almost like a meditation. It like clears my mind. Like to go on a run is honestly like a meditation. And just like everything clears and it just recharges me. So I just make sure to
fetch that. I don't
call the cannabis guy up and say, hey, cannabis guy, come through.
Yes, that too.
That was honestly happening while I was on my run. I didn't think he'd come so quick right in the middle of our damn podcast.
I love it.
It's convenient.
I love it. Do you guys, are you guys dropping anything new like this summer?
Two major drops. I mean, are we supposed to say?
No, don't say it. This, cause this is probably going to come out in the next
Week or two.
Yeah. Week or two.
Okay. Then we won't say exactly what, but there's going to be like big moves.
I love summer. That. So nice. Cool.
August. Yeah.
August.
Yeah.
I like August. I'm going to leave the country.
As you said that like before.
Yeah.
I'm glad you put that on air because now I really get to hold you to that.
I'm fucking coming with you.
I'm waiting for it. I want to see your ticket. Then I'll believe it.
Yeah.
I told Abby, no matter what, she's got to start talking to you this week to actually make it happen.
All right. Nice.
There's a lot of doubt on the other end
because they know me too well.
The flaking has occurred.
These two know me pretty fucking well.
Did you know Brian and I are going too?
No.
Oh, now he's coming for sure.
Hey, what's that say? Oh yeah, you might get a taste of Party Michelle again.
Fucking, I keep sending Val restaurants. I'm like, we're going here. This is she's like, oh yeah.
I'm planning for you. I'm making.
I honestly, Val, I've never been there. It's been a dream for Abby and I, and we're coming unless the world shuts down again. And from what I'm seeing, is COVID is just popping up everywhere. So I'm just like,
we were except Greece. Greece does is
my
in
flight
the
already got canceled. Had to reschedule. Don't scare me.
No. It'll be fine. Everything will be fine. We're gonna be fine.
I need to travel for inspiration. Like I've been very lucky that I can go to the desert and like get out of here and have a change of scenery, but like I need to leave the country. And
you and I both,
I mean, I just feel like I'm in a rut from not traveling.
I just want to look at the ocean. You're at least good to look out your window and see some water. I'm like, I look at my window. Charlie. I just see the sand.
Oh my gosh. I know.
I can't.
I don't even get to see stars at nighttime. It just is like a gray, like kind of like, it looks like twilight.
That's
like,
because the fucking state we live in, it literally creates, started dumping last night out of nowhere. It's 110 degrees outside.
Yeah. Just lightning and then rain and then the crazy wind and then just nothing. Like, where'd that go?
Breaking heat last weekend.
It's breaking heat today. Today was 112.
That's crazy.
Abby's working outside in that.
She's just angry the whole time.
Oh, that's ouch.
She's in LA though right now on vacation.
All right. I'm making her come
back. I haven't talked to her all day.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't care. I want her. Please go blackout the next 3 days.
Oh.
She deserves it. I can't. The heat, my house, my dogs won't even go outside, Michelle.
Wait, so yeah, they shouldn't. They'll get a heat stroke.
Well, they shouldn't.
No.
Are you actually in your new house yet? You went boxes in the garage. I mean, like Abby said, you're not going to bring those inside.
It's just like we're moved in, right? There's still like some paintings I got to hang up, but the paintings are like by the walls of where I just haven't done it.
I want to come do an art walk through your house.
Yeah, you should.
Swag packs that he receives.
Yeah, there's a lot of swag packs that I'm like, please stop sending stuff.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? I'm just.
Except say no.
Yeah.
Yes. No, except please say no. I love sunglasses. I love sunglasses. Boxers and socks.
Okay. All right. So St. Owen, Ithaca,
And then, you know, I buy like all my shirts. It's all vintage shit, you know? So it's just like,
well, I love how I was wearing this Iron Maiden shirt. And I was like, yeah, it's all, I got this vintage shirt. He was like, let me check the tag. Nah, that's not vintage. I was like, thanks. I was like, but I made $120.
No, it was.
You fucked up.
Definitely a reality check. Thanks, Tal.
Shit. I guess we have two more questions.
Go ahead.
And then we can wrap it up. I got the easy one. You got the hard one. You want me to go first?
I'll go.
Okay, let's do the easy one first then.
Yeah.
The easy one is, what's your favorite curse word? You both can have different curse words, or if you have
us. Or if you use the same.
If you use the same.
Say it together.
That'd be cool.
I feel like it's going to be far for both of us.
Oh, yeah. It's by far. I mean, Tal knows this.
She uses it a lot.
I throw it around way too much, like obnoxiously too much. And now I have kids that are just like, fuck this fucking damn. I mean, like, it's out of control. Our household has just exploded with cuss words, and I don't know what to do.
She's like, I'm okay with it. Fuck it.
I just don't think me not cussing is an option. I've been cussing all my life.
The F bomb, like, just Brian. It's Brian in our household. I'm able to control my curse words, but
oh, what is your curse word?
There's it both says fuck.
Fuck, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too
fuck. Well, what?
Not kidding.
What would you guys consider successes?
Ooh, that is a hard one. You weren't joking, were you?
I actually don't think that's very hard. There's some twinness here, because success to me is just truly doing something that you're passionate about and you love without any predisposed conditions or any money gains, just truly creating because that's what you want to be doing. And I think that's not always feasible for everyone, but if you can just factor it into your life a little bit, just even one, you know, everybody like throws away passion hobbies like they're just hobbies, but
right.
If you just factor that into your day every day, then I think that's a little bit of a piece of the puzzle, happiness.
Well said, sis.
Not well said.
Well,
I felt like I concur.
What she said.
Exactly. I did get a good degree in creative writing. I should be able to express myself a little bit eloquently.
Yeah, she is articulate. Much more eloquent than me, and that's why we make a good team.
Yeah. I mean, if I ever wrote a book, I already, like, Val will be writing it. Because it's,
I'll be a ghostwriter for sure.
Yeah,
nice.
She's gonna be helping.
We definitely need that book.
Otherwise, it'll just be a run-on sentence,
all caps,
everything caps. Me yelling at everyone to read it.
You do the run-on sentence. I'll just come in with the grammar because I'm like the grammar Nazi.
Oh my god, she should come to our company.
Yeah, please.
We need a copywriter.
I mean, I will go into that hard. I get passionate about that. If I see like a Y-O-U-R when it's supposed to be an apostrophe R-E, I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Bro, I mean, it's literally that. I mean, it's horrible.
I barely graduated, so like all day long, I'm just fixing people's typos, and I'm like, I don't know what the typo is. I don't know.
Matt, you guys will are sending write me emails the text. Like, I'm not the copywriter. I'm not.
Barely repeat. Made it through.
Yeah.
I just make art. Like, I don't know how to proofread.
I know, and you are a true artist, Matt, so you don't need to
in there with those words. That you're not everyone's a wordsmith.
No
wordsmith.
It took me a while.
Oh man. Well, girls, I appreciate you taking your time. I know you guys are busy being moms and being fucking boss ass ladies. I'm really, really excited that you guys did this for us.
This is gonna be a good one. We've been waiting for this one for a long time. Yes. Too
totally humbled and appreciative.
And in about 2.5 weeks, we'll be looking at blue oceans, seas,
beautiful,
and eating, you know, fucking pasta, seafood pastas.
And I don't know, that restaurant you sent me had like some sea urchin. I was like, Tal's getting brave.
I mean, I'm not gonna eat any of that stuff, but the pasta looked great.
I ain't eating uni, but I mean, look good.
I mean, it looked great.
No, but seriously, guys, this was just fun for us.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, seriously. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Where can people find you guys? Michelle, obviously, you don't have an Instagram.
Instagram.
I've already asked Val, what's our TikTok?
It's St. Owen. It's just, it's just at St. Owen.
At St. Owen, guys.
Just and in then, case you don't know.
Instagram is saint.owen.
Yep.
And then my phone number is
555.
And then you never know. Like, I might start accepting people. I might, you know.
You might dabble.
I'd allow people to follow me and see my last post from 2016.
That's the funny thing. I mean, you know, Tal, like, she literally has 5 posts on there.
She'll be your first in your algorithm. She'll be the first to see your stuff, but she'll never post.
Yeah.
She's just a leech. I like that. I'm a leech too. I don't ever post.
I just felt like I posted a good one and it was like mic drop. Like, I'm done. So
yeah.
But your Iceland photos?
But no one can see them, so we don't know that they're good.
Okay, I'll start accepting. Val's been trying to get me to open up a little bit.
Well, she could also I was just saying, like, she could stay private but still accept requests. So she gets, like, thousands of requests
to go through.
Well, I feel like she obviously knows everyone, too.
You got to be like Creme by Design, who goes through individually now and accepts.
Yeah, Ray's crazy.
Ray is crazy, but I wouldn't, you know.
Wait, what?
Put it past.
Ray from Creme by Design, he literally accepts them individually.
He like checks your profile to see if you're like fit to see.
He's got his eyes on a certain demographic. That's cool.
For sure.
That's definitely cool and unique, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
He was like, do you follow me? I'll accept it. I was like, I think I got in before you started doing this.
Yeah.
Before the roadblock hit.
Yeah. Before you're like, I don't want these weirdos on my page.
Jesus Christ. Well, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your evening.
Have a good night. The glow's gone on them.
Damn,
too.
It disappeared.
But at least we had it for a good hour.
It's good now, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's gone. All right, thanks, guys.
We'll hang soon. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bad news. Fuck going on.